This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
What if you call 911 and no one comes? That's a problem facing several towns in northern Wisconsin after they lost their ambulance service provider at the beginning of this year. Towns are mandated to provide emergency services unless they're offered elsewhere. But as Danielle Kading reports, rural communities are struggling to provide that service due to a lack of volunteers, long distances, and inadequate financing.
Bud Rubeck never saw him coming. He and his wife Julie had gone over to a neighbor's house late one night in Clam Lake to try to smooth things over between a fighting couple. Instead, the man blindsided him, punching Rubeck on the left side of his head. He fell and hit the ground hard.
When the ambulance service got here, had we not had critical care paramedics, I would have been dead.
Great Divide Ambulance Service and Cable was there to respond when his life was on the line. Paramedics took him to Cable, where they were met by a helicopter. He was flown to a hospital in Duluth, where he spent several days on life support. He left after a month and had to learn to walk all over again. But now if someone dials 911 in Clam Lake, he says there's no guarantee anyone will answer.
We're on our own.
Clam Lake recently lost its ambulance service after Great Divide decided not to renew contracts with six towns in Ashland County. Some have found service, but several others have not. Great Divide's Rob Poles says the ambulance service struggled with overtime costs and other mounting expenses, but the biggest issue was staffing.
And in a pandemic situation, there aren't people lining up to be first responders right now.
The town of Gordon is one of the places left in the lurch. Chairman Doug Thorpe asked every surrounding agency if they would contract to respond, but they all pointed to a lack of staff or the distance. It could take some up to 45 minutes to respond one way.
That just leaves us kind of in the middle of the woods with no ambulance service.
While services like Great Divide pay staff, more than 90% of Wisconsin fire departments rely on volunteers like Mellon Fire and Rescue. The fire and ambulance outfit is nearby towns that lost service. But Fire Chief Tony Huber says they may not be able to answer every call because they have a small staff of just under a dozen volunteers.
The younger generation does not want to do this stuff. You look up here in northern Wisconsin, there's not a lot of younger people sticking around for one thing.
Like many rural areas, northern Wisconsin has a shrinking and aging population that makes it difficult to find volunteers. Gordon and other towns reached out to the Ashland Fire Department last fall. Ashland has the closest service with a paid staff.
Most of them are gone right now. We have had a terribly busy day today.
That's Fire Chief David Wegener. On the day we meet up, he says they had five calls in about 20 minutes.
Dispatch for two.
One ambulance was just returning from transferring a patient to the hospital. Wegener says they have to weigh their call volume and staffing when they get requests to provide service. He says they're now responding to one nearby town that lost service, but that doesn't make sense for communities farther away.
And when you take into account weather conditions and the roads and such, not only does that place the patient at risk, but it places our staff at risk as well.
Long distances increase the need for highly skilled staff that can provide critical care in the field. But Thorpe and Huber say the necessary training and testing are barriers for volunteers. They think the state should ease a testing requirement for first responders to get certified. Republican lawmakers have reintroduced a bill to do just that. But John Ike, who directs the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, fears that pits the need for volunteers against patient care.
People are only doing this because they're feeling desperate. And this is why we need to address this with more serious solutions.
Ike and others think state or local governments should pay people to respond, rather than relying on volunteers. But town officials argue their ability to raise revenue is limited. Bud Rubeck doesn't know the best solution, but he hopes to see one soon, as the COVID-19 virus remains a risk for older residents.
With everything that's going on, I just think it's important that we get this figured out.
Before the next time someone dials 911. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.